694 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 662XY, American State Trials. I was introduced to the Rotary Club by Mayor Candler, who presented Mrs. Atkinson to the club. Instead of making a speech, Mrs. Atkinson introduced me, and I had to address the gentlemen and explain our efforts. The talk seemed to meet with their approval. Afterwards, Mrs. Atkinson and I went to the door and sold tickets to the men as they left. Mr. Candler bought another ticket, which were the only two he purchased for the automobile. I then left the club to go to the Ansley Hotel and put the money in the safe. While there, I saw they were taking pictures of Atlanta's quota, including General Swift and Mr. Candler. Mr. Candler turned around, saw me, and said, "This picture isn't complete without this little lady." He took me by the arm, placed me between him and General Swift, and we stood together for the photograph. After the picture was taken, I started towards the Ansley Hotel. Mr. Candler followed me and removed the badge from his coat lapel, the Rotary badge, and pinned it on my dress as a souvenir of the occasion. He asked, "Did I earn my reward? When are you going to give me the hug?" I replied, "Any time you say. I always pay my debts." He said, "I have got to go out to Camp Gordon this afternoon and may be late getting back. It may be four or after before I get back." He then asked, "Can you come to my office tomorrow afternoon?" I agreed and went to his office in the Candler building the next day. The automobile was not discussed. I gave him the hug, but that was all. On this occasion, as on the former one, he made improper proposals, but didn't go to the extent that he did on my previous visit. The next time I called Mr. Candler, it was regarding a Sunday baseball game. A baseball promoter had told me that if I could get the cooperation of the Atlanta Woman's Club to offer the Sunday baseball game, the first they had had in many years at Ponce de Leon Park, he would give us half the receipts for the Red Cross. I told him I would go and see Mr. Candler about it. He said, "Mr. Candler is the only person who can tell you whether you can have it or not." I went to the City Hall to see Mr. Candler and asked him about the Sunday baseball game. He doubted if it could be put over, citing a law against Sunday games, but suggested I see Attorney Mason. He said if Mason said it could be done in any form, shape, or manner, he would give it his approval. I called the baseball promoter, and we went to see Mr. Mason. Mason consulted the law books, or the city ordinance, and read that we couldn't have the Sunday game. The next day, I called Mr. Candler and went to tell him that Mr. Mason had said it was against the law. I was there for some time, and he went through the usual routine of hugging and kissing me, but was not as effusive as he had been on that first visit, because my health was on the verge of breaking, and he saw that I was ill when I went up there.